Orange in the Central West, 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Joining us online from Bathurst Council, it's Councillor Graham Hanger. Good morning to you.
Yes, good morning, Neil, and welcome back, and Happy New Year. I mean, that's long gone. January's almost finished.
Basically, it is, isn't it? And next week, it'll be the 26th of January, Australia Day, a big day in Bathurst.
Yes, it certainly will be. A big day right throughout the Central West, and celebrations and just family time together with lots of people. And we're very pleased to announce, or it's already been announced, of course, that our ambassador, Australia Day ambassador, is a young girl, Tiffany Thomas-Kane, the short statue swimmer from the Paralympics. We remember her doing various strokes, all the strokes, and she's the ambassador. And apparently she's been the ambassador in various other places, at Armidale and other places. She is part of this program. So we're really, really looking forward to meeting her and listening to her story. So it'll be a great day. We have citizenship ceremony as well as 40 new citizens that Mayor Robert Taylor will be introducing to the community, so which is a wonderful, wonderful event like that one. And also out at Rockley, they've got a little party in the park out there, a barbecue at lunchtime to celebrate Australia Day. So it'll be a day of lots of fun, and there's plenty for everybody. And, of course, the swimming pool, free entry into the swimming pool from 11 a.m. right through till the evening. So we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, fantastic. All right, and then, of course, coming up in August, it's the Theo Barker Lecture.
Yeah, well, the Theo Barker Lecture will be in on the, when is it, the 17th of March.
Right.
But we're the lecturer this time. It's a quite prodigious thing. It's every second year sponsored by the Historical Society here in Bathurst. And the lecturer, of course, Theo Barker, was a historian, a lecturer in history at Charles Sturt University. And to celebrate his memory, he's written books and everything about Bathurst. A wonderful, wonderful person. The lecturer this time will be Dr. Stephen Gatz, talking about the Aboriginal Wars here in Bathurst. And, of course, that in 2024 is when martial law was declared. There'd be lots more before that. But we're looking forward to that 17th of March at BMEC, and tickets are available. It's a standard thing now, isn't it? We have to book to go everywhere.
Yeah.
And that's the way it is. So we have to sort of comply with that, and let's keep doing that.
Indeed it is. And you mentioned BMEC. They've released their program for 2022. It looks quite remarkable.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, Stephen Champion and the team of people at BMEC, the Entertainment Centre, the Memorial Entertainment Centre, and one of the first events in February, 4th of February, it's only around the corner, the Sydney Symphony Orchestra playing here in Bathurst, playing Tchaikovsky. It's not quite Elton John, but it's not far different. It's just an amazing event, and we're looking forward to it. We're really looking forward to that one. They've been here before, the Sydney Symphony Orchestra. They like it. Apparently, the acoustics are pretty good, and we just hope it really goes well.
Indeed.
Of course, mentioning Elton John, it's almost 2 years, 22nd of January, 2 years ago, Elton John was here. There's a lot been under the bridge since then.
My word, my word. Now, plenty of tourists coming in and around our region over the last few weeks. The museums,
yeah.
They've been
the
high
museums
on the agenda.
Doing really, really, really well. I heard somebody say that Bathurst has more museums than Newcastle. Put that one and just think about that one, you know, which is just amazing. And we're sort of very proud of our heritage and what we've done. And one of the places that people should go to, of course, is the art gallery. And at the moment, there's an exhibition there of Brett Whiteley drawings. Now, of course, Brett Whiteley has a real close contact, or well, he was. He was a student here at the Scott School back in the day. So, you know, quite has passed away now since, of course. But apparently the Brett Whiteley, and I must go along, must admit, hand up, haven't been, but will. Next time we talk, I'll tell you about it.
Yeah, well, if it's Brett Whiteley, I mean, everyone knows just how a remarkable artist he was.
A prodigious talent.
Yeah, yep. Absolutely right. And, of course, a close connection to Bathurst.
Yes, that's right, at the Scott School. Quick little story. Apparently, when he was a student out there, back maybe 50 years ago, he did a mural on one of the walls out there in the classroom. Maybe the art teacher said, look, you're being a bit of... just draw on the wall. So he did. They had this mural. And years later, what did they do? Painted over it.
Oh, dear.
Oh dear, yes. Oh, what dear. Would it be? There's apparently there is photographic evidence of what he drew, but the wall itself probably gone by now. But anyway, sad story. But anyway,
All right.
The exhibition is on at the art gallery. Good.
Yeah, Bathurst Aero Club. They've been awarded a national award.
Yeah, well done to the Aero Club. The Bathurst Aero Club has been acknowledged as the Aero Club of the Year by CASA, which is the Civil Aviation Safety Association, and they have been acknowledged. And congratulations to the Aero Club. I mean, it's an Australia-wide award. So their safety, everything about them is taken into account, and it really is a big gong for them. So we're really quite proud of the Aero Club. They've got a big open day sometime in March. I haven't got the date, maybe the 27th, Saturday sometime. We'll talk about that in the future.
We will indeed.
Well done to the Aero Club of Bathurst.
Indeed. Graham Hanger's with me, councillor from Bathurst Council. Thank you for your time this morning, sir. We'll talk soon.
Good on you, Neil. See you.